bias, so then in the proving will be a very power. But especially as a kosher, that physical possession of the chometz of the goy does not impose on the goy. So that is only if there is physical possession and the soil has no his highness to the goy. Mashiach, in the case of Yichel the bias, he has his highness to the goy. He is not responsible for the middle of Arabia, for the Shia, but he is responsible. He has to supply a place to the goy to keep the chometz there, because that room was neutral to him. He cannot throw it out into the street. If he does throw it out in the street, so he will be able to demand money from the soil of the goy, because he was marshaled in certain room for the chometz. Now, he doesn't want him to keep in that room, so that the soil, so the goy will be at liberty of the deen to rent the room, let's say, and if he has to pay $10 rent, so then the soil
will be. Told the Galak, we convinced the Gedrick Yashibol, this guy, this manazeh, the Rebbezer Soba, they have to get. Sha'arei kishorochlo b'pesach, aviseinu, adai moito. Umikol mokim nafke mitiras oretz. He doesn't mention, umikol mokim nafke mitiras b'neichol, you should say, nafke mitiras b'neichol, that he himself is slain. No, he says, he's not bothered by b'neichol, he's bothered by the posseg of all b'neichol day. So Tzeraye, that with Mila alone, without Tvile, is also here. Because if Tvile alone, without Tvile, would be insufficient to endow the Ger with Dushas Yisrael, so how could the Jews in Eretz Mitzrayim partake of the Korban Pesach? Korol Echobek! Why Korol Echobek? But they were Mivel! The answer is, the Mishnah Dorim says, Kol Agoyim Arim. So a goy in Nochri has a Shemorol, even if he's a Mor. So Mimele, if they didn't become Geirim, so it's an Aloch of Kol Agoyim Arim, they should not be able to partake of the Korban Pesach. And they did partake of the Korban Pesach, so it's a Raye, that the Shemorol will talk about, is Arim. That's the best. Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Midoch Lo Pesach, in Kei Mor, will talk about Arim. Rabbi Yeshua Sova, and Rabbi Yeshua says, the Loi Havigea, Shari Tovlu B'matun Teir, because Vayikach Meishes Adom, Vayizrik Alom, Ubira Din Azor, Loi Tvile, Svichim Shenitz Tavu Mitvoy, Loi Havigea, Rin Loi Tov. So in other words, so Rabbi Yeshua holds, so it appears from Rabbi Nisanel, that according to Rabbi Yeshua, without Bishas Matun Torah, when this Halacha of Tvile was revealed, they want it's Tave Amile, that's the Posik of Vayikach Meishes Adom Vayizrik La'om. So they want it's Tave to go through Tvile in order to become endowed to Dushas Yisrael. So once they want it's Tave out Tvile, then Tvile is not to Dushas Yisrael. Masha'in came in Mitzray, so that was prior to the Tzivu of Tvile. So the Tzivu of Tvile did not as yet take effect. The Tzivu of Tvile took effect immediately before Matan Torah in Sinai, but in Mitzrayim there was not as yet a tzibur of Tvile. So Mimele, in Mitzrayim, he could become Israel with Mimele. But because the tzibur of Tvile had not been revealed as yet, Masha'in came after Matan Torah, when the Ger was Nitzave al Tvile. So Mimele, if he doesn't comply with his requirements of going through Tvile, so then he's not a Ger. So in other words, so both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that the Jews in Mitzrayim, before they were able to partake of the Korban Pesach, they had to go through Tvile, but Tvile not. But Rabbi Akiva, Sova, Midiochlu B'Pesach Tovlu, Di Loyoche, Had Asurim Boy, Kim Dakrinon, Mikro, Mogul Tobal Shimei. And Rabbi Akiva says no. So he learns out from the Poshik of Tesha Visoch, that is in Parashah's boy. That Parashah was revealed, that's the Parashah of Achim Shadelochet, that Parashah was revealed to Meshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim. So Mimele, since the Poshik of Tesha Visoch here in Boy advises us that Ger Shemol Beloitobal, so cannot particularly come Pesach, that means that they want it Stave and Tvile in Mitzrayim. Prior to Sinai, they want it Stave and Tvile. So since they want it Stave and Tvile in Mitzrayim, prior to Sinai, some of the place they are active. So the question is, so how were they able to partake? So he says in the Chename, those Jews were not able to partake of the Gold Pesach. Now, then there is another question, he says. When Gemara asks, the Rabbi Yeshua, you will be more in Sminole. So, after also the question, the teacher says, the Kashi, how Rabbi Yeshua learns out the Torah of the Rimoris again? We learn it out from the Rimoris. Just as the Rimoris became the Eves. Through Tvile, so in men too, the Eves can become Ikea through Tvile alone without it. So the Rimoris asks, how does Rabbi Yeshua know that the Rimoris said Tvile? So Jesus says, Akashi, how can you ask such a question? How does Rabbi Yeshua know that the Rimoris said Tvile? Rabbi Yeshua himself said, the Rav is not a Tvile Ave, because when you come here, it's Adam, when you feel like Aaron, who did it, and I'm going to Tvile. So there was Tvile. But the Rav is, if there was Tvile, by the Rav is, there was Tvile. But the Rimoris. So why does he say Tvile, the Rimoris, we know it? It's mentioned in the passage of when you come here, it's Adam, when you feel like so Jesus says, after that, this, אף אגב דיסלי נעזוי בן תבירי, שם הנושים והולי בכלל ישראל. Since the whole הלוכה, that there was always, that there was תבירי by God, is mentioned in the Pesach, ואני אקח מי שיש אדום על יצחק לאור, maybe that refers only to the men. They had to be subjected to that זריק, to the עזוי. But the women did not have to be subjected to the עזוי. And if they did not have to be subjected to the Azoy, some of them, there is no riot, there was no. That's what it is. Then the thesis is shaded. The Rabbi Yeshua, three of the monies in Malay, tell me, Rabbi and Rabbi's reclamations are done on a rope, who gleaned in Azoy do it feel, the Rosh in the cloud, the Yeshua, the Psychelein, the Anglic Rosh. So, but like thesis tell us, Rabbi Yeshua's are done by his reclamations, so it only refers to the man, not to the Rosh. Then it gives another time. Only in Shreya. The Roshitas Rabbeinu Nisanero. Nich, the Ocha Porech. According to the Shita Rabbeinu Nisanero, that what did Rabbeinu Nisanero say? He said that Rebbe Lezer learns out from the fact that the Jews were able to eat of the Korban Pesach without Tvile. Just to relay is a riot that Mogul Tovah is a gear. Because if Mogul Tovah is not a gear, so they should have a deal of a deal. Mr. Aloha, of course, a deal of a deal. Even if he sees his mouth, but he still has a new hope. So they should have been excluded from the Korban Pesach on the basis of the policy of Kolor Lechov. And they did partake of the Korban Pesach. So it's an iron that Mogul Tovah is again. So he says, according to Rabbi Nisanel, so this is no cash. The other part. Will be Moise Minolei. So what was the cash? But it's mentioned in the Pesach, Vayikach Meishes Adon Vayitzak Aron. So Rabbi Nisanel says that Vayitzak Aron refers not only to the men, but the women also. So the women were also exposed to the Azoe. Mimele, they had to undergo Tfilah in Sinai, before Matan Torah. But, so why does Gemara ask Tfilah b'Moyis in Aron? So Gemara ask Tfilah b'Moyis in Mitzrayim in Aron. How does Rabbi Yeshua know that there was Tvile b'imoyis in Mitzrayim. Because that pasuk was after Mitzrayim, that was a sinah. The Rabbi, the Orche Porich, Tvile b'imoyis minolo, kelei ma'bishom she'och la'apesach, minolo she'imoyis osu tvile, b'mistabre kol ha'moch la'apesach, b'in anoshi minoshi. It's unreasonable to assume that only the men in Mitzrayim made the Korban Pesach, and the women in Mitzrayim did not eat the Korban Pesach. So obviously the women also ate of the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim. And that was prior to Sinai. So there was no, the Azoyedi had not as yet taken place, and still the Noshim partook of the Korban Pesach. How could they? דהיל נדדי תורו, מדרסיב הישראל, שערי שהפוסק מתותי לקסיב, אבל בפסח יכוחו, עדיין, כי בשביל תורו, הוא ניגר עד שניתראו, הוא ניגר עד שניתראו. So the mother says, there was no Mitzrayim. So, and what's the קשה? וחיבי בי מויס, וישי חמילה, מהי חנף כמתיר הסורי, דיבי שלו מביל עובס, אבל גב זה לא יתוב ועד מתותו. So, we come up in Kibishemol, and after the Kibishemol, and after the Kibishemol, and after the Kibishemol, So we show you in regard to the men in Mitzrayim. So how does Rabbi Nisano explain the fact that men in Mitzrayim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, were able to partake of the Korban Pesach without Tefillah in Mitzrayim? Rabbi Akiva says, no, they had that Tefillah, because without Tefillah, so then they would have been considered as goyim. And if they are goyim, so called goyim are already. So the Meir called all the Meir. But, so that was in regard to the men. That's Rabbi Akiva. In regard, Rabbi Yeshua says in regard to the men, that seeing in view of the fact that they were not mitzvah as yet on Tefillah. They were mitzvah on Tefillah only in Sinai. But Mitzrayim, they were not mitzvah on Tefillah. So at that moment, it was not lacking news. So we can say that in regard to men. Because, so the men, too, they were not able to become endowed in Kedushas Yisrael through Tefillah, but they were able to become endowed with Kedushas Yisrael from Mir. Masha'im came in regard to women, there is no Mir. So without anything, without either Mile or Tile, one certainly could not become endowed with Kedushas Yisrael. So the kashe of the Gemara against Rabbi Yeshua is the Rabbi Yeshua Tile be Mois Minolon. True, there was Tile for men and Tile for women in Sinai. But how? But in Mitzrayim. So Bishlami, the men in Mitzrayim, they had Mile. So they realized they were just for Mila. And even though Rabbi Yeshua holds that Lideiris, Tefillah is Mu'akei, so that's Lideiris, after the Jews were on Mitztaveh on Tefillah. But when was the Tzibur of Tefillah revealed, given to them? Only in Sinai. But Mitzrayim, the Tzibur of Tefillah was not as yet revealed to them. So maybe it wasn't Mu'akei. So since the Tefillah was not as yet Mitztaveh to them, so the men could become Geirim, could become Geirim for me without Tefillah. Only Redeirens, after the Tzimu of Tefillah was given, so a man couldn't become a Yisrael in any way without Tefillah. But Mitzrayim, that was prior to the Tzimu of Tefillah. But women truly were not Yitzhavet. But without Tefillah and without Tefillah, how could they become Yisraelis? How could they become Geirens? So how does it? So Tefillah is no one. Tefillah b'shor she'ochlo ha'pesach. Mi no one shayim mo yisosu Tefillah. Di mistabre kolon mochlo pesach. Bein anoshim bein noshim. Dei lo ima bitogu nursi ba yisraik. Sha'ar yisra ha'poshet matin tereksi. Abo b'pesach ilcho ochlo adai. Ki b'shor itoku hoi nigera chi hitre. Yuchim di b'mo yisra shaykha b'mire. Meirche nafke mifir ha'sore. Di b'ishrei nebi oves. Again yam b'sai zore. Na b'recha. Die Bischel mit der Hobbys, aber gab du nicht doch gerade machen Teber, wie kommen noch in Kirche Moro, nach der mit der Sohle, die du nach der Pesach, aber gab schon in die Juden Mühle, also doch, die Maschel mit Rabbi Yeshua, but by the Mois, there was no Mühle, and without Mühle, how could they be Yates in Cholahil? So again, we see that Rabbi Nisaleil applies the concept of Cholahil Marili, that is Aloche, that goes involves Arius. Even if he's immoral. Even if Bimtzias is immoral marriage. So Mitzad Ha'aloha, the Gzeras HaKosov, of Kolagoy Marayim, so he has a Dino. But there is a bigger condition of Nesai. One could say, alright, Goyim have Shemol. Goyim have Shemol. But that's on Shayach, Goyim men have Shemol, even if he's immoral. Mashenki, Enochris, Egoye, Enochris. She does not have Shem Arele, it's not Shayach, she is Mufkas of the Shem of Shem Arele, Enochis. So Rabbi Nisano's Shita is that in view of the fact that the Shem Arele of a Goy is not based upon the Mitzias of all this Bosom. Behold, I am even a Goy who is a Moru. The Mishnah Nidorim says that he has a Shem Arele. So it's based upon the concept of Olus Alei. So Mele, even Nochrius, also have Shemot. Also have Shemot. So the Mele, they had to have Tefillah. So the Noshim in Mitzrayim, Rabbi Nisano says, had to have Tefillah. Because without Tefillah and without Mele, how could the Shemot be focused? So they had to be a medium of Deus. Now, so we see from Rabbi Nisano, we see two things. First of all, that there is a Halacha of Kolagoyim Marilim that does not stem from the Mitzias of Olus Pasa. Even a Goyim Moral has a Shemol. And furthermore, that even a Nisha in Ochris also has a Shem Arelo.
also has a Shemare.
Now, it seems to me that on that point, as to whether the Aloha Flagoi Marili applies even to a Tenisha, to a Mochitz, is an Achlik as the Rambam and Rait. The Rambam says in Pirkeinu that Korban Pesach, Haloche, there is a loche that an oil cannot partake of Korban Pesach. Not only the person, the Balak Korban himself, is an oil, but even if the Balak Korban himself, the one who is makhir the Korban Pesach, is an oil. But he has children, he has sons, who are Arelim, so he's also makhir the Korban Pesach. Not only that, if he has, if he bought a body nochri, they were supposed to become Avodin Chai, going from here. So until the Mila takes place of the Avodin Nochri, so before they become Avodin Chai, with all the dinim of the Metnai, so he's Mila Berech Lekom Pesach. So the Rambam says in Perikim of Lekom Pesach, Halochei, כשם שנועס עצמאים להכפוסל מלאסס פסח, כך מולאס בו לבחתנים ומולאס או עבודות בלדונים ונקטנים מהכרסס, שנאמר, הילו אל כל זוכו ועשית חב לעסס. וימשוך הכינו שאומו מלסון הפסח פוסט. So the Rambam says, just as מולאס עצמאים is מהכי, so מולאס בו לו and מולאס עבודות is also not. Then the Rambam says, וכן אם תפילס המסו, משם עבדוס, מהכבוסי, ודובוסי מפי הקבולה, שהתפילו משפחוס, כמי עולה. So the Rambam says, the just is the middle of an event, אם תפילס ישראל, before Pesach. So, brought in an event, נוח, and so, until the event נוח, goes to Mir, and becomes an event now, so the Odin is Mewkev, from the Korban Pesach, the same way, one body Shifre Nochis, so until the Shifre was developed, which in Shifrus, Nainus, is also in Kepnasis Pesach, the Rambam is Chelik on that. And the Rosh Hashanah Rambam means, with the Vazem Pi HaKabole, Shatvir of the Shifrus, Kimimimah Ravod. No. So the Rambam has an equation between Kimimimah Ravodim and Kimimah of Shifrus. What kind of equation is it? What kind of equation is it? So it seems that the Rambam agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Nisanel, that the Aloche of Kola Goyim Arelim, that the Goy has a Shemol, even though the Mitzies of Orus Boso is lacking, even though the Nochri is in all. So he still has a Shemol, so since in view of the fact that the Shemol of the Goy is not based upon the Mitzies of Orus Boso, so it can apply in the nationals. So Mimele he says, Zipchei Tvilas Areisof Mishimahatus Ma'akvosei, Vidozem Pakabole, Sha'atvilo Mishifkus Kimiro Lavoi. Now, and we cannot say that the Pshat is not in Ramba, that the Shemor that stems from the Zazakos of Baradoi Marini applies in Telisho. But, it doesn't apply to Telisho, but the Rambam holds that the reason as to why Milas Avodo is Me'akev, so it's not that the onus of an Eved is Me'akev, but it's a loche that the Yanus of an Eved is Me'akev. He has to have Kedushas Yisroel. So, if that is so then the Rambam says, just as the Milas of an Eved is Me'akev. Why? Because not the onus of an Eved is Me'akev, but the Yanus of the Eved is Me'akev. So it follows logically that the Tvila of the Shifra is also Me'akev, because the Yadus is Me'akev. But if that is so the Rambam should not say, Kishem Shemilas Atzmi Na'akvosim Lasis Pesach, Kach Milas Bonav HaKtani, U'Milas Kol HaGodo, Ve'Idemi B'Ktani Na'akvosim. So the Rambam equates the Yikuv Mitzad Milas Bonav, the Yikuv Mitzad Milas Atzmi, and the Yikuv Mitzad Milas HaGodo. So Bishlemi, if we say that the Pshat in Milas HaGodo of Me'akev is based upon the concept of all the Sagot of Me'akev, so there is an equation. So just as all the Satsmi is Me'akev, just as all the Zbonov is Me'akev, all the Sagotov is Me'akev. But if we are going to say that Avot Mila Sagotov is Me'akev, not Mitzad all the Sagotov, but Mitzad Gius, Nochius Sagotov,
In other words, Miachev is the Yadus. So there is no equation between Mila's God of Miachev. If he has a son that is an Ohol, so there is no diminution in the Yedushas Yisrael of the son. So then we turn to Yahweh, that the Ohol has gone off his Miachev. And the Rambam equates the equal of Mila's Bonov with the equal of Mila's Bonov. So just as by Mila's Bonov, it's not the Yahus. Because if he has a child that was born a Jew, so he has Fukdush as Yisrael, even though he's wrong. But, so then it's Yahweh that the Ohol is Miachev. So it's mashma from the Rambam that Mila's Bonov is also Miachev, not mitzad Yahus, but mitzad the Shemor. If the Eved, as long as the Eved has a Shemoru, so the Odin is Miuke. And then the Rambam says, and as long as the Shifre, Nochris, was not a Veles, so he's also Miuke. Why? Because the Tvila of the Amorins in of the Shifre is like the Mila of the Avodim. So it means that without Tvila, the Shifre Nochris has a Shemoru. So it's a raya that exerts a kosov of Kol HaGoyim Arelim applies not only to Goyim men, but even to Goyim women. The Rai of Israel, because the Rai holds true there is a loche of Kol HaGoyim Arelim, but that aloch of Kol HaGoyim Arelim applies to men, so he can have a Shemor, but a woman cannot have a Shemor. A man can have a Shemor even if he's a mole, but a woman does not have a Shemor. And he says, in the Tisefte it appears, and some of the Foshim say that the Ravid had a different years in Tisefte. But the Ravid says that from the Tisefte in Psochim it appears that in Pesach Mitzrayim, Tvilas Shifreisov was Miachev. So in other words, what does it mean? So there was a special aloch, according to the Ravid, in Pesach Mitzrayim, that the Yadus was Miachev. Mashiach in Pesach Beiris, there is no aloch that Yadus is Miachev. Always is Miachev. So Mila Savodov is Miachev because without Mila, so he has a Shemor. She does not have a woman, a Nochris, does not have a Shemor, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, yes. So in other words, the Rambam agrees with Rabbi Israel, the Rambam Israel. But both, the Rambam and the Rambam, both agree in regard to avoiding that Kol HaGoyim Arelim is not only a Rosh Miyodo. But as Rabbi Eliyahu Mimit says, that it's a halacha, al pidin, that a goy has a shemor, even if he's a mom. Now, I think that we are ready now to resolve the difficulty. Now, the difficulty was that there are conflicting rights. On one hand, there are rights from the Gemara, that there are even fire to Makitor, there are wishes to sort, human Yisrael Mumashah, or Akushitas Yisrael Chayimis. On the other hand, we see that Nichnusu Yisroel brings Yotzu Michal Vimelech over the Shem Yusef. So there is no stira between the two. Actually, there are two Kedushas Yisroel. Two Kedushas Yisroel. One Kedushas Yisroel is the Kedushas Yisroel of the Prat, of the Yochid, of the individual. Every Jew, every Yochid has Kedushas Yisroel, as a Yochid, as an individual. Then there is a concept of tzibur al pidin. Now, and tzibur doesn't mean, let's say, if there are 12 million Jews, so tzibur means the sum total of all the Jews. No, tzibur is an entity, is a being by itself. Tzibur is a gavra by itself, tzibur. Now, the Ramban says that if, let's say, all the Jews will become shutrim in a korban and they'll bring a korban, so it will not be a korban tzibur. It will be a korban shutrim. So it's a Kom Yochid. It can be a Kom Yochid, one Yochid can be a Kom Yochid of many Yechidim. But it will not be a Kom Tzibo. Kom Tzibo means that the whole Tzibo is a Gavre. It's a Gavre, it's an entity by itself. So now, Yisrael is linked to Yidushin, by definition. In other words, Yisrael, the Shem Yisrael means Gdushas Yisrael. You couldn't separate Gdushas Yisrael from the Shem Yisrael. In regard to Eretz Yisrael, so there are two things, two aspects. Shem Eretz Yisrael, Gdushas Eretz Yisrael. But in regard to Yisrael, there are no two things. What does it mean, Yisrael? Gdushas Yisrael. If someone has Gdushas Yisrael, then he is a Yisrael. And if someone does not have Gdushas Yisrael, you cannot say he has a Shem Yisrael, but no Gdushas Yisrael. The whole Shem Yisrael means Gdushas Yisrael. So since there is the existence of the Yisroel as a Yochid, and there is the existence of the Tzibur. The existence of the Tzibur. Tzibur is something other than the sum total of so many Jews. So there are two kinds of Kedushas. There is the Kedusha of the Prat, and there is the Kedusha of the Prat. Now, the Kedusha, because the Knesset Yisroel as a collective, has Kedushas Yisroel as a collective. Now, it should not be forgotten that when we speak of the Kedusha of the Klal Yisrael, that the Kedusha of the Klal Yisrael attaches to every member of the Klal Yisrael. It doesn't mean that there is Kedusha of Klal Yisrael attaching to the millions of Jews or throughout ages. No! Every member of the Klal Yisrael has the Kedusha. Has the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. So there are two Kedushas. One Kedusha is the Kedusha of the Prat, and the other Kedusha is the Kedusha of the Klal. And the Kedusha of the Klal attaches to every member of the Klal. So, now, we have conflicting eyes. On one hand, there are Gemores that tend to indicate that in Kayat Matitoa there was such a thing as Israel. What does it mean, such a thing as Israel? Such a thing as Israel means Kedushas. On the other hand, the Gemara says, The Ramban
himself says Yotze Mechol B'Neach. Even though the Ramban Chumash says that Mishor Shenichnas Avram Lebris, so he had a deal with Israel. There are two Kedushas Israel. There is Kedushas Israel of the Prat, and there is the Kedushas Israel of the Klal. And the Kedushas Israel of the Klal attaches to every Yochid. As a member of the Klal Israel, he has the Kedusha of the Klal. Of the Kedusha of the Prat. And there is a Kedusha of the Prat. So, Mishor Shenichnas Avram Avinu Lebris, so there was no Tzibur Yisrael as yet. There was only Kedusha Yisrael of the Yochid. Avram Avinu had Kedusha Yisrael, Yitzchak had Kedusha Yisrael, Yaakov had Kedusha Yisrael, all the children had Kedusha Yisrael, the Kedusha Yisrael of the Yochid, and the children's children, even prior to Matan Torah, so they had the Kedusha Yisrael of the Prat. But the Kedusha Yisrael of the Klal they didn't have. For the simple reason that there was no Klal Yisrael as yet. The Klal Yisrael took effect al pidin at Matan Torah. Hayim hazem yisrael yom. So that means that the Klal Yisrael as a tzibur, as a separate entity, not tzibur in the sense of so many and so many yechidim. Of course, that existed. Tzibur as the sense of so many yechidim exists in all nations. So you have nations. So what does a nation mean? It means the sum total of certain individuals who are organized under a certain regime, under a certain ideology. But but all the Umis Ha'imam, they don't have any absolute existence as a collective. They have existence, a real existence as Yechidim, but not as a collective. Masha'inkin Yisrael, so they have, besides the existence as Yechidim, every Jew has an existence as a Yisrael, with the Kedusha Yisrael of the Prat, so they have existence as a Klal, and the Kedusha of the Klal attaches to every member of the Klal Yisrael. So, prior to Matan Torah, there was Kedusha Yisrael of the Prat, Mishor Shenichnas Avram Avinu Lebris, but Kedusha Yisrael of the Klal did not exist, because Klal Yisrael, as a separate entity, did not exist as yet. When did this entity of Tzibur, of Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, take effect at Matan Torah? At Matan Torah it took effect. So Mimele, the Kedusha Yisrael of the Klal took place at Matan Torah. But the Kedusha Yisrael of the Klal took effect in Mishor Shenichnas Avram Avinu Lebris. Now, so I think that there is no Machlokes Rishonim between the Ramban and Chachmei Tzofas, for example, as to whether the Oveles had the din of the Yisroel or the Oveles had the din of the Nech. All Rishonim agree that in regard to the Kedusha Yisroel of the Prat, so the Kedusha Yisroel of the Prat took effect Mishor Shenichnas Avram Avinu Lebris. All Rishonim agree that in regard to the Kedusha Yisrael of the Klal, which in itself attaches to every member of the Klal, so that to the effect of Matan Torah. But still we find a machlokes between the Ramban and the Chachmei Tzofas in regard to the to be saved in Israel. So the Tiraskian says, Milanich and Zai. So according to Chachmei Tzofas, Milanich and Zai means Mamish that he required gifts. Because
without the rules, he would have a din of a mitzvah. Because the Yumi Salah HaKazot, the Ramban is chelikali says, Mishor Shilich HaSavon of the Nodris. So there is not a machlekes as to whether the Ove said a din of a B'neiach Ligamre, or the Ove said a din of a Yisrael Ligamre. Both agree, Chachmitzofas and Rashi and the Ramban agree, that the Kishas Yisrael of the Prats of the Ove said, and as the Raya from the Gemara in Dushin Lafiches, the Gemara is of Yisrael Mimashan. And both agree that Dushin is all of the cloud to get back to Omilaya. And because there was no Tzibor Yisrael, there was no Knesset Yisrael as yet, prior to Matutah. So there were only the hidden Yisrael, but no Tzibor. So there was no Dushin is all of the cloud. But the Shaila is, in regard to the Aloche, of Ben Bincho, there is a Xerah Zakosov, Ben Bincho Habom Yisrael Yiskoru Bincho. That is, Nochri Habom Bas Yisrael, so Adlab is Yisrael. So it goes up to the Mach. But Bihu Meitz, so Yehoch HaChazoch. So the Shaila is, this Aloche of Ben Bincho Habom Yisrael Yiskoru Bincho, does it depend just upon Israelis in the sense of Dushas Yisrael of the Prat, or it depends upon Israelis in the sense of Dushas Yisrael of the Prat? So the Ramban holds that the Gzeras HaKosov of Ben Bincho Habom Israelis Kor Bincho depends upon the Dushas Yisrael of the Prat, and in view of the fact that even prior to Matan Torah, so every Jew had the Dushas Yisrael as an individual, the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat, some male, this Megadev, who was the child, the son, of a father, biological father in Mitzrayim, and the mother, and Israelis, as long as the mother had the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat, so the Kedushas HaKosuf of Ben Bincho Abom Yisrael is called Bincho Pai. Mashiach Kedushas HaKosuf of Tzofas, they hold that this Kedushas HaKosuf of Ben Bincho, Abom Yisrael, called Bincho, depends upon the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat. You ask, But we are not dealing with the clown, we are dealing only with one person. The answer is, as I said before, that the Kedushas Yisrael of the clown attaches to every member of the clown. So Memele, inasmuch as prior to Matan Torah, there was only, so the Oves and the descendants of the Oves had only the Kedushas Yisrael of the plat and not the Kedushas Yisrael of the clown. So Memele, the Aloche, as far as the clown is concerned, so the Israelis were numer like other Omets. What does a Nume by other Umes mean? A Nume by other Umes means that it doesn't have any absolute existence as a Tzibur. It's only the sum total of so many Yechidim. What does it mean? Umo Amenis, Umo Miavis, Umo Mitzris, Adoini. What does it mean? There is a Shem Adoini. But Umo Adoinis or Umo Mitzris means the sum total of so many Yechidim. Mashiach in Israel, so they have an absolute existence as a cloud, as a tzibo. The tzibo is a separate entity, a separate gavre. Chtimo achas miyuchedes. So that is hayim azen yisolam amzguo as a chtimo miyuchedes, as a collective with an absolute existence. That gushas Israel took effect only at Matan Torah. So as far as the cloud was concerned, So in other words, so one of the parents was from the womb of Israelis, the mother, and one of the parents was from the womb of Mitzris. And both Umeis did not have any absolute existence as a separate entity, as a collective, but only as a sum total of so many Yechidi organized into a group. So Mimele, that the Halacha of the Umeis Olach HaZoch replied. So the male had the status of a mitzvah. But both agree that in regard to the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat, so Mishor Shilich HaSavon of the Nodris, so the Kedushas Yisrael, in regard to the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal, which itself attaches to every Jew as a member of the Klal Yisrael, as a member of the Knesset Yisrael, that did not take effect until Matan Torah. Now, Rabbi Nisanel says that according to Rabbi Akiva, so all the Jews in Israel had to have been. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been able to partake of the Korban Pesach. Why? Because of Korban Yechobe. In other words, so Sins, so the question arises,
but Dushas is all there. Now, so even those who went for milk,
but if they did not realize it really, they couldn't partake of the Korban Pesach. Why? Because they were still to be regarded as Arel.
Mitzad Ha'alocha of Kohen Goyim Arel. But according to what we said, that the Dushas is all of the Prat, so they always said, so all the Jews in Mitzrayim had Dushas is all of the Prat, how can the Gzeres HaKosu of Kohen Goyim Arel apply to the Jews in Mitzrayim? You're not going? They are Jews. They had Dushas Yisrael. They had Dushas Yisrael in the Prat. So you say, as long as they didn't have Dushas Yisrael, Dushas Yisrael of the Klal, so the male of the Gzeres HaKosov of Kohen Goyim Arel still apply to them. But the question is, this could be so. In other words, if it's possible to have Dushas Yisrael of the Klal in addition to the Dushas Yisrael of the Prat, and someone doesn't do it, so the male of the Aloche of Kohen Goyim Arel applies to them. But prior to Matan Torah, there was no such thing as Klal. Hayim Azel Yisrael. So, in other words, it became a Klal Yisrael, a Knesset Yisrael. Ichtivim Yuchedes through Matan Torah. So in Mitzrayim, that was prior to Matan Torah. So there was no such thing as Klal Yisrael in the sense of an absolute entity, Klal Yisrael. So, and Dushas Yisrael as an individual, they had. So why should the Gzeres HaKosu of Kohen Goyim Arel apply to them? And the Rabbi Samuel says that according to Rabbi Akiva, so all the Jews in Mitzrayim, they had to retain veil. They had to retain veil in order to eat the Korban Pesach. But if any Jew was not a veil in Mitzrayim, he was not able to eat the Korban Pesach because it was an all. Why was it an all? But it was an all. The answer is Kohen Goyim Arel. So a Goy has a Shemol, even if he's a Mol. But he was no Goy. They had Dushas Yisrael of the Yochi, of the Prat. They did not have Dushas Yisrael of the Klal. So how could that Dushas Yisrael of the Klal be attained? It was before Matan Torah. So there was no Tzibur in Israel. There were only Yechidim Israelim, but no Tzibur as yet. So why were they considered, why those Jews in Mitzrayim who were not able, according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Samuel says, so they had a Dima Barayim, Mitzrayim Zer Zakosov, of Kohen Goyim Arel. So the answer is, and that you will see it in the Thesis Yeshayim, although in many pieces of the Thesis Yeshayim. Two, the Tzibur, the Shem Klal Yisrael, or Knesset Yisrael, the Kedushas Yisrael as a collective, took effect as a result of Matan Torah. But prior to Matan Torah, there was no such thing as Klal Yisrael. There was such a thing as a Yochid, Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat, but Klal Yisrael, there was no such thing prior to Matan Torah. Hayim Hazeli Yisrael. But Rabbi Nisanel holds that Matan Torah did not start with Sinai. At Sinai, so the bulk of the Mitzvahs at all were revealed. But Matan Torah started in Mitzrayim. And this is mentioned in the first Rashi on Chumash. Breishis, Bovol HaNekim, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, Lo Yitzricho HaTiro LaHaschir, Elo Ma'achidish HaZeh Lochem, Shei Mitzvah Rishenu She Mitzvamu Do Yisrael. So in other words, Achidish HaZeh Lochem is the first Mitzvah of the Torah. Is the first Mitzvah of the Torah. When and where? Who was the mitzvah of Achid HaZeh Lochem and the whole parashim boy of Kol Pesach, of Kol Yechobei, Kol Yechobei, 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 all these mitzvahs, when were all these mitzvahs revealed? Before Matan Torah, before Sinai, and where in Mitzrayim? So that means that Matan Torah really began with Achid HaZeh Lochem. Before Sinai, and in Mitzrayim. But the Matan Torah, it began with Achidish HaZeh Lochem in Mitzrayim, and it ended with Sinai. At Sinai, so the bulk of the Mitzvahs of Torah were revealed. But it began, Matan Torah began with Achidish HaZeh Lochem. And as a matter of fact, I think that I mentioned, we say in the Agode, Yochel Meresh Chaybesh, Talmei Alayim Aruch. So in other words, if there hadn't been a Gzeres HaKosov of Vayim Ahu, without a Vincho Vayim Ahu Neimeir, I would say that the Mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim starts with Shredish Nisim. Neimeir is with Shredish Nisim.
What's the significance of the Schreibeschnissen? Nothing happened to the Schreibeschnissen.
Everything happened on the 15th of Nissan. But the Schreibeschnissen, what happened to the Schreibeschnissen?
Why should the mitzvah of Sippur Yetzias Mitzrayim take place on the Schreibeschnissen?
One thing happened to the Schreibeschnissen.
Because the mitzvah of Achidish Aser Lachem, Shein mitzvah Rishenu, Shein Tzav, Bo Yisrael, Chazal tell us, so that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu on the Schreibeschnissen. So that means that Matan Torah started it on the Schreibeschnissen. Before Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Biyitziach Horas, all Mitzrayim, Tapnes, Olkim Ahor Azeh.
So all of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a step towards Matan Torah. So Matan Torah began before Yetzias Mitzrayim. But where did it end? In Sinai, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, where the bulk of the mitzvahs were revealed.
But Matan Torah began in Mitzrayim. So Memele, as soon as Achidish Azor Lachem,
the first mitzvah of the Torah is revealed, then Matan Torah began. So then the existence of Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, as a Numo and the Chtivo Achas, as an Amos Gula began. But when did it reach its culminating point? At Sinai. But the existence of the Klal Yisrael, the Dushat Yisrael, began in Mitzrayim with the revelation of the first mitzvah of the Torah. But until Sinai, so the existence of Klal Yisrael was in an incomplete form, not in a complete form, because the existence of Klal Yisrael took place as a result of Matan Torah. So the moment Matan Torah began, so it began, so the existence of Klal Yisrael also began. But when did it culminate into a full entity, full expert entity? When the bulk of the mitzvahs were revealed in Sinai. So Meile, Rabbi Nisanel says, that according to Rabbi Akiva, so every Jew in Mitzrayim, before he was able to partake of the Korban Pesach, so he had to go through Tefillah. Because without Tefillah, there is Aloche, Mordor Itoval. So, Mordor Itoval, so he's in the air. So Meile said, and true, all the Jews in Mitzrayim, all the Ne'avot Mitzrayim, had the Kedushas Yisrael of the Prat anyway, but the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal they did not have, and they were able to attain the Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal, not in full form as yet. Until Sinai, they could not attain it in full form, because the existence of Klal Yisrael, of the Knesset Yisrael, as an Amzgulo, in a full way, culminated when at Sinai. But it began with Achidish Azel Lachem. So in Mele, through Tefillah, they were able to attain partial Kedushas Yisrael of the Klal. And so if any Jew in Mitzrayim did not do it, so the middle of the Gzeras HaKosov of Kol HaGoyim HaRoyim at Raita. Now, I mentioned the Mir, in regard to the Gemara. Of Gershet Shetoba of the remote. So that Yeshua says, Harez again, Shechimotzino bin Mori Shetoba of the remote. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Meir. Rashi says, in Moris, the place is royal, Bishas Matanto, in Shiseim Shetob, King Forge Kano, the Moitov, who by many things with Tachas Kamfish. The Meir says that Zalfio bin Moris means Sor of Hifka Ochule. שטובו ולמור, יש מפורשים ביציאוסו ממצרים בשמס מתנתו, ויש מפורשים דלת מוריס, והוא כשנכנס אדרום בבריס, שהיא פרסו, וכן בדלת מוריס, ומכל מוקר, כשנכנסו לבריס, אמונה ועתירו, ונזכרנו אלינו דרס ליוצחו ולתפיר, קורס. So in other words, when he says that human immorality means all this talk about it. So before much at all, they didn't have to go through it again. So the question about why? Because they already realized it, you know, not they, I mean, so Rivka Rocha Maleo realized it, you know. So death and doubt, so Rivka Rocha Maleo and the descendants, we do just this whole. So why go through it again? But the question arises, it's very good logic. But, so the same thing should apply to the men Mishas Matitor also. So the men Mishas Matitor should not have been required to realize it here in order to be Mishas Matitor. But the Gemara says in so many words that the men of Yeshua, the only standard Tvila have, and that Tvila was for the purpose of Venus in order to be Mishas Matitor. So how is it that the Noshi that merely says Mishas Matitor did not have to go through it here? Because, so they realize it here. So in other words, and they were the descendants of Solomon of Yahweh, so the old species is fine. So the man, Bishas Matitor, should not have been required to realize it through either. So the Rabamiri apparently distinguishes between the man Bishas Matitor and the women Bishas Matitor. So the women Bishas Matitor did not have to realize it through. All that they had to do is to be Mikabu Mitzvahs. And that they did. Nasir Nishma, everybody said. The men said Nasir Nishma. And the women said Nasir Nishma. But you know, they did not have to realize. Now, so that means, now, according to what we said, so even fired Makito, so every Jew is a Yochi, possessed.